Of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled Utopia, and the scripture is from the Acts of the Apostles.
The community of believers were of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of their own possessions were their own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds for the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to their needs. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned. Then he brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord. The dictionary tells us Utopia is an imagined community that possesses highly desirable or nearly perfect qualities for its members. With the exception of Jesus, Luke has only one other utopian. He is a man with two names, Joseph, also called Barnabas, meaning son of encouragement, who was a Cypriot and a Levite. That is a lot of specific information and recorded in Acts of the Apostles because he sold his house and property and gave everything to the members of the early community of believers. That was truly utopian. We are also told that everyone did, but without totally disbelieving that fact, I would say it was very short-lived. The Garden of Eden didn't last very long either. And religious communities of women, of men, and of mixed gender haven't lived it either, despite all our talk and expectations. We all have our little drawers or boxes, maybe even a safe, where we keep those special things. But I don't think that is what this passage is really about. Let's look at some current events. What about the USA-Mexican border and a wall? What am I and what are we as a human community doing about that? What am I, we, doing about a worshiping community that is rapidly diminishing? What am I, we, doing carrying our groceries home over and over in plastic bags? What are I, we, doing about people who are outright lying to us day after day? We do have a moral compass. I'm confident of that. And we must pay attention to that. These are not monetary issues we face in the 21st century, but rather a lack of human energy, a lack of thoughtfulness, and maybe a lack of hope. Luke tells us that the community bore witness to the resurrection with great power. Just as Jesus was raised, we too can raise up the discouraged and the cynical with the positive generosity and great power of ourselves, guided simply by the Holy Spirit. If we listen.